Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is George. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Celebrity Corner coming up at the bottom of the hour, Atlanta Hawks edition. So we have an actor and comedian from ATL, so you definitely want to hear that. And then it's your time to shine, Trash Talking Tuesday. Call in about 35 minutes. You'll get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the entire world of sports. All right. Well, the NBA draft lottery just ended. Detroit won. And God bless the Pistons. I don't know if there's a franchise that needed some better news than the Pistons. I mean, Cleveland's had good news. You know, they had all those number one picks.
Cleveland!
They had LeBron James, for goodness sake. And I know Detroit's not a forlorn franchise by any stretch. They won three championships. But, man, it's been rough for them. It has been rough for them. Hadn't it? So, God bless them.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you miss on a couple opportunities. I mean, I know it was a long time ago, but who was it that they drafted? Dario Saric?
You're talking about Darko Milicic?
Yes, Darko Milicic.
Instead of Melo.
Yes.
But they did win the championship after that.
I know, but I'm just saying, though. Yeah, but if you draft a really good player there, then it continues your franchise going even after you win that championship. Now you have an opportunity to continue to build for
the future. But they still were good. You went a little too deep in the well. Because they still, you know, they still made several finals after that. And were a really good team for a while. But, you know, and Larry Brown had no use for Darko. A lot of people think Darko could have been one of these stretch five Euros that we're seeing
had
all over the place.
Had he been in a
better situation,
So,
but here's what I want to ask you. So the Warriors, and we talked about this a bit earlier. The Warriors have Minnesota's pick. Minnesota ended up with the 7th pick. So the Warriors have the 7th pick of the draft. Their own 14th pick, and Steph Curry playing at an all-time high level. So what do you do? Do you use those picks to draft players, or do you package them and try to go out and get yourself another star? Here's what I'm going to say. Absolutely package those picks and do your best to go get another star. Look, it might cost you. I want to keep Andrew Wiggins if I can. He has become a very good defender.
Yeah.
He is a very good third scorer. And he's a very good fourth best player. In Minnesota, he had to be the man or the second guy. He's not that. But third, fourth guy, he's all that. And so I'd love to keep him if I could. I'd love to keep James Wiseman. I really like him. But I might have to package these two picks or one of them with one of those guys or both of them, or maybe I can put some other package together.
No, Chris.
But
no,
I'm trying to get another star Bradley Beal. We can try to win a championship right now. Because you may look, when you get a Steph Curry, you maximize it.
Yep.
You may never, ever get another player of his caliber. Chances are you won't. And you cannot waste it. You can't waste these last 5 years of his career while he's in his prime. You have got to go get whatever you, can. And Mayweather is Bill or somebody else, but you got to go get somebody.
Okay, give me another name of a guy that's a difference maker who may be available besides Bradley Bill.
Zach LaVine. Okay. I mean, you got Andrew Wiggins, but LaVine's right. A bit more of a scorer.
So,
but
yeah,
Wiggins
so like,
is good. But
so
I'm going to have to look through the rosters.
Hold on. If you can get Zach LaVine, I am in on that. The issue, Chris, where I think that you've missed a mark on this, and that sometimes we get too enamored with win right now. When you can actually win right now with having young guys adding to your roster, because the Warriors were the 8th seed this year.
Stop saying that. They were the 9th seed.
Stop it, Chris. They
did
finished
they
the regular season with the 8th seed.
They, did
okay,
they
look.
Play in the playoffs?
Chris, they
how
were.
How many teams play in the playoffs?
They had.
How many
okay,
teams play
I will,
in the playoffs?
I will, I will rephrase it for you since you want
to
play in this technicality land. All right, the Warriors had the 8th best record in the West. Okay, does that satisfy your criteria?
That in a quarter will get you a sip of water.
No, I'm asking. So they had the 8th best record in the West. You add in Klay Thompson, and that automatically is going to boost you up at least 3 spots. If you get Wiseman back healthy and he's playing well, that's going to give you a spot too. So now because here's what the Warriors need to do. They have the 7th and the 14th pick. That's not what they wanted out of this. They optimally, obviously, their odds of getting the number one pick were super low, but they could have hoped for like
protected. It was top three protected too.
They could have hoped for like 4 and 6, right? Because now that puts you in the category for some of the guys who are considered elite and game changing talents. Because if you can add whether they package the 7th and 14th pick for number 5 or number 4 or something like that. That can, if you can add an impact player at that level, or if you can trade the 7th and the 14th pick for another piece, I mean, because they have Toscano Anderson
saying.
Coming back. No. I'm saying without getting rid of Wiggins or Wiseman. If you can keep Wiggins and Wiseman and translate those that 7 and 14 into a player who can add value, I'm talking like Andre Iguodala or Sean Livingston, like that sort of value, like to where he's not asked to be a starter initially, but he can come in and add significant value to your team. That's what the Warriors need.
They likely need more. They need another star.
No, they don't need another star.
Just Klay Thompson is not making them the best team in the West. And I'm with you. I think some of what you said makes sense. It may not mean giving up Wiggins or I love both of him, Wiggins and Weissman. So I'm with you. If I don't get that guy, I'm not just trading for anybody.
They need depth. The depth wins championships, Chris. It's not just, we got 3 stars.
They
no,
have
you need
pretty
depth.
Good depth. Once you add, if you're healthy and you add another player, you've got pretty good depth.
So Wiggins is a player who's clearly played better as not the primary focus of the offense. So he looks like he fits really well with the Warriors. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yes. I love
yes.
Wiggins.
So trading.
You know, let me bring this to it. You know who would really fit there?
Who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, God, no.
For
what
Draymond.
Are you talking about?
For Draymond.
Chris, are you kidding me?
He is Draymond Green, a younger version of Draymond Green. The only thing he doesn't do that Draymond does is shoot. And Draymond don't shoot that well.
Correct.
But at least
but
Draymond
Chris,
will shoot.
Are you keeping Draymond or are you shipping Draymond?
No, Draymond will have to go.
Oh, okay.
It would be Ben for Draymond. Now,
yeah,
I don't think
if
Philly
you
does
trade,
that. I'm going to have to throw in something else.
Yeah, if
Ben
you trade
Simmons would be fantastic He's a playmaker like Draymond. He's a defender who can guard all five positions like Draymond. Only we just got to get him to take the shot when they're 15 feet away from you, because that's what they're going to be.
Yep.
We need you to take that shot.
I thought you were talking about with Draymond team. I was like, that doesn't work, because now you have two guys who are clogging up the paint.
I'm not even talking about that.
Yeah. No. So if you ship Draymond off and you bring in Ben Simmons, that's an excellent that is an excellent option. And if you are the 76ers and you don't get better offers, and they're like 7-14 and Draymond for Ben Simmons, they're going to be like, okay, cool. I mean,
you think Philly would do that?
Why?
Draymond
why,
Green, 7-14.
Why would you not?
Oh, if I could do, because you ain't getting nothing with 7-14.
All right.
This draft has five guys.
You could get Steph Curry. You could.
Man, come on. There is no Steph Curry in this draft, let alone at 7 or 14.
Chris.
But
Chris,
if Daryl Morey, who loves draft picks and all that stuff, wants to do it, I'm with you. Draymond Green, 7-14 for Ben Simmons. I'm doing that in a heartbeat if I'm the Warriors. A heartbeat. And I love Draymond there. I know he's a big key part of that team. But, man, now I think Philly would want more, though. I think they would want more.
Of course. They might wanting something and being able to get something are two separate things.
Because like, Draymond could help them in that. I mean, he's the vet. He's a leader. They need that. In that locker room, somebody to teach them how to win. They don't know how to win. They made the same mental errors, the same breakdowns that they were making under Brett Brown.
Yep. No, you are 100% right. And this is a team that needs something more. I mean, so last year in the draft, you could have gotten Tyrese Halliburton, who was drafted 12th. So you could have got him at number 7. Like it's like the
lottery is somewhat of a crapshoot. Lottery picks don't even pan out to be really good players.
But that's
so
the point,
you
though,
might
Chris,
get somebody
that,
you might not. You
yeah,
don't
but
know
that's
that.
The point is that
this
you saying
draft is
that
not
you could,
viewed as that deep. I'm just saying I think you're just making a look. I get it. If you're Bob Myers, that's what you're saying on the phone to Daryl Morey. Hey, you might get Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
Hey, you might get Cam Steph Reddish. Curry was a Seth draft. Yeah, he's how's he? Cam
you
Reddish
could get
ain't
hot,
doing nothing.
Hachimura. He looks like he's going to be a good player out in Washington. You could have got.
If I could get that, I'm here for that. I'm here for that.
You could get Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who would fit well there too. Michael Porter Jr. Like, these are guys who were drafted in between 7-14
because of his back. That's why I like your gumption. It might take more than that, though. All right,
you can get Donovan Mitchell too, or Bam Adebayo.
We got bad news, folks.
There's
bad news for the get woke and go broke crowd. NBA ratings are skyrocketing during these playoffs. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and George Reister, affectionately known around Fox Sports Radio as George Wrongster. But he's doing a good job tonight, filling in for Rob Parker. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Game 2, Los Angeles Clippers, Phoenix Suns underway. Clippers jump out to an 8-2 lead. And my pick, George, I've got Phoenix in 7. And today on television, I picked the Clippers to win tonight's game. I think they split here, and I think they split in L.A., and then it's a 2-2 series going back to Phoenix for game 5. Where are you at on this?
I got Suns in 6. I think that they ultimately, but also a lot hedges on this game. If the Clippers can't get a split with Chris Paul out, because there's a decent chance he may play in game three.
Three, right.
So if they can't get a split with him out, they're going to be in trouble. Like, they're going to, the Clippers are going to be in trouble, because this is not the same team where you had Luka, you know, and where they're playing against the Mavs roster, which isn't that great.
Right. They've even admitted they're facing a better team.
Yeah.
They are facing a better team.
Yeah. And Utah with Donovan Mitchell prior to him hurting his ankle. Like,
they're not that athletic without Mitchell.
Yeah.
And that Dallas isn't that athletic, period. Phoenix is athletic. You can't exploit DeAndre Ayton the way they did Rudy Gobert. But look, here, the bottom line for me is this. I'm done writing off the Clippers. I'm not picking them to win this series. I wouldn't be surprised if they do. But I wrote them off when they were down 2-0 to Dallas.
I did too.
And I wrote them off when Kawhi got hurt. I didn't think there's any way. So, they got some heart, man.
They still
have some talent. And Ty Lue is a master technician.
Here is the problem, though, Chris, is that if they go down 0-2, it's that old saying, which is that coaches would always tell you that if you keep falling in these big old holes, eventually you're going to run out of talent. Eventually, you're not going to get the breaks that you need. Something's not going to go your way. So if they fall down 0-2, I'm writing them off for the third time, except for this time I'll actually be right, because there's no way.
We're bringing you back on. If they come back, we bring you back on as a guest. If they fall down 0-2 and come back and win the series.
I am going full Rob Parker. No way, no how do they come back from 2-0? I'm sorry, from 0-2 three times in one playoffs? No, absolutely not. It's not happening. It's not happening.
I've said this, George, and this series is just one example. Kawhi Leonard's out. Chris Paul's out with COVID. LeBron James out. Out of the playoffs, but Anthony Davis hurt. James Harden banged up. Kyrie Irving hurt. We could go on and on and on. But I've said this. I've been saying it for the past week or so. I hate all these injuries.
Yes.
But my goodness, I am enjoying these playoffs.
Yes.
These games have been fantastic. The drama has been fantastic. You don't know what in the world is going to happen. Upsets galore. And it's showing, George. The TV ratings. Get this. No LeBron James. And the TV ratings are up 39% over last year's playoffs at this time. 39% they're up. That is incredible. Game 7 between Milwaukee and Brooklyn Saturday night drew almost 7 million viewers. It was the biggest viewership of the playoffs this year. And then the next night, Atlanta-Philadelphia drew 6.2 million, and that was the second most viewed playoff game. Look, these playoffs, it's been fantastic. Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, and Trae Young have been able to emerge as future stars in this league, and I do think that's good for the NBA.
Get woke, go broke was a grift, Chris. It was a lie from the beginning that people tried to get that certain sports talk media people used to try to get people riled up. They're like, oh, nobody wants to see that. They're talking about social justice, but there was nuance to it. We were in the middle of a pandemic where people had changed their habits. We were in the middle of a contentious election and having debates. People were watching more news.
Right.
All of that. And then you also had the NFL, MLB, NHL, WNBA, and the college football all going on at the same time.
I don't think the WNBA was taken away from the NBA ratings, though.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, correct. that every other sport, but the whole point was every other sport was going on at the same time, so they were taking away from each other. And these are the same people, the get woke, go broke crowd is the same crowd that told you that Nike's tank would stock would tank because of signing Colin Kaepernick and going with him as a face of the brand. It didn't happen. And then the NFL ratings were down at first. And then all of a sudden, they rebounded immediately because people love sports. And right. The idea, this is one thing I've figured out, Chris, is that people who, because I do an anonymous mailbag.
You forgot a word.
Huh?
You forgot a word.
What?
This was the one thing I figured out.
Yes, the one thing. You silly. So this is one thing I figured out, Chris, is that I do an anonymous mailbag sometimes, and people would send in like, yo, I don't even know how to tell people because I've told them that I'm not watching sports, but I'm still watching sports. The reality is people who are intense sports fans, they can stop liking a team because of something a team did, but there's nothing that can happen to make sports fans stop loving the actual sport. Nothing. So they may not like their team, but they're still going to be in love with whatever the sport is that they love. So like you knew that this was going to retreat that things were going to get back toward the norm. And now sports fans are passionate. They are passionate. They are intense. And players are more outspoken than they've ever been since like the 60s. And the ratings are fine. Everything's up because things have returned to normalcy on some level. It was a grift from the beginning. And this is bad news for the get woke, go broke crowd.
Well, and I think it shows you that, look, we all love LeBron and he is going to be missed whenever he hangs them up. But there's always new ones coming. I'm not saying there's going to be a player as good as LeBron in this next generation. But there's always new stars coming. And we got Devin. And we got Trey. And we got Donovan. And we got Luka. And we got Joel. And along with Devin, you got DeAndre Ayton. We got Zion. I mean, we got some ballers coming up the ranks. Ja. Yeah.
You're seeing it in these
playoffs. Yep.
No, Chris, it's not just all like you were right about that. It may not be a player as good as LeBron coming, but there will be another all-time great coming because
already know some of them. Luka.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in terms of a face of the league because it's always happened. It was like Bird Magic. And then it went to Michael Jordan. Bird and Magic to Jordan, then to Kobe, then to LeBron. And now we're waiting to see who that next all-time great guy who is going to carry the league is going to be. But he's coming because he's already showed up.
We got Celebrity Corner coming up momentarily, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the iCouple. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for Celebrity Corner.
Oh my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
Our next guest is a friend of the show. He's been on once before, actually a former football player, played at Morehead State and Georgia State as a wide receiver. But because football didn't work out for him, he became a comedian and an actor from the ATL. So you know he is hyped up right now. Desi Banks. Desi, welcome back to the iCouple, man.
What's happening, brother? What's going on, man?
It's great to have you on. Now, look, I just know you must be going crazy right now about these Atlanta Hawks.
Hey, I'm excited, but I'm so shocked like everybody else. Because, you know, we'd be so happy just for them to even just make it to the first round. And to see where they at right now, a series away from being in the championship, that is mind-blowing, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, a couple years ago, they had a chance to select Luka Doncic instead of Ice Trey. Today, who are you taking, Ice Trey or you taking Luka?
Ice Trey, the game, been handling his business, man. I got to give it to him. I'm happy with the select that we got, you know, with him. So, hey, I'm with Trey. Trey doing his thing. And I'm excited to see what he's about to do for these next few games, man. I know he's going to ice us out.
How much of a chance do you give them? I mean, take out the fan and become the analyst. Do you give them much of a chance against Milwaukee?
Of course, because they done shot us with the other two teams. They thought we was like 16-1 versus the Knicks. The Knicks.
I thought y'all were gonna lose to the Knicks. I'm gonna be honest.
A lot of people did. A lot of people thought we was gonna lose to the Sixers. I'm not gonna lie. When we didn't win that game six, I was kind of nervous. But then I had to think like, okay, we have beat the Sixers twice at home, so if we did it once, we could do it again. And hey, man, them boys went back to Philadelphia and brought that thing home, man. And I was like, man, look at this. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. So I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see, you know, what's about to happen. And I don't put nothing past the Hawks. And I hope people don't put nothing past them either.
Well, here's the thing is, if you are a sports fan in the state of Georgia, specifically the city of Atlanta, things ain't been going your way lately. You've had obviously what happened with the Falcons 28-3. You had Georgia losing a game to Alabama in the national championship. Like the Falcons haven't really been good since. Like, what could go wrong? Are the Hawks playing with house money, or is there something that could go wrong to devastate your fans again?
One thing I can say right now, the Atlanta Hawks have stamped that they are the Atlanta team. Outside of the Atlanta United, of course, you know, they are the Atlanta United. They champions. But, you know, of course, you know, I feel like when it comes to stuff like that, my generation and, you know, my people, we don't really too much focus on, you know, the soccer. But I'm a fan of the Atlanta United. You know, I support them. But
man,
I feel like
keep it real. You ain't thinking about the Atlanta United. Come on.
No.
Ain't nobody
thinking
about soccer.
Chris,
man.
Chris, you real. Have no. Hey, Desi. Desi, tell this man, Chris.
Hey, I'm doing work with them, so I'm their biggest fan right now,
okay,
man.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Chris, you, Desi, tell Chris how big the Atlanta soccer team is in Atlanta. It is prior to if the Hawks didn't make the playoffs, right? And like everybody in Atlanta, there are billboards out there. I've been out there. I've talked to people. Desi, will you tell him how big the Atlanta United really are? Because I don't think Chris understands.
Well, I know he's going to sing their praises. He's their pitch man.
No, I'm just saying,
Hey, they're a champion. They're a champion. And nobody expected a soccer team to be the first team to actually win a championship in Atlanta. And they came out of nowhere. They haven't even been here that long. So for that to happen is like, really? We like a soccer team come here? Because you had the chance to win a Super Bowl two, three years ago, and you allowed the soccer team to come in here and on your field to win a championship? Jesus Christ, man, you know? So it's like, dang, yeah, they was like the biggest thing here in Atlanta.
Desi, I got to ask you, I'm going to give you – look, I've been hard on Atlanta fans. I've been there for football games, baseball games. I was there when they won the World Series in 1995. Basketball games, and I don't think y'all have had the greatest fans in the world. And I saw you in these playoff games. The fans have been hyped in Atlanta. Do they just get a bad rap? Am I, myself and others, overstating that they've been bad fans in the past? Or is there a new energy there about these Hawks?
I feel like when it comes to Atlanta fans, man, we are fans of them. We just want to win. We feel like, man, we have the team. But it's just like we can never finish. We can never, once we get there, we can never finish and bring it home. Like, we saw that with the Falcons when we was playing against the Patriots. We was up, what, 28-3? Before half, like, stuff like that. Man, come on, man. So we still devastated from that point still. And I think sometimes the Atlanta Falcons still keep that chip on their shoulder, and that's why they can't get themselves together, you know. But I feel like, yeah, we just, you know, we just want to win, man. And we are excited to see the Hawks actually playing basketball. I'm so excited right now. I don't even care if they don't make it to the championship. I'm proud of them, and they did some great things. They're a young team. They got a long way to go. And as long as we got Trae Young, we gonna be all right. We're going to be
Desi,
good.
Let me say this before you go. You got to do me a favor, man. When you get back to Atlanta, and I know you're performing there as your first – hometown show, July 30th and 31st at the Buckhead Theater. So if you're in Atlanta, make sure you go get tickets for that night, those two nights. But is it just me, or can you get Trae like a new haircut, hairdo? I'm sorry. I love Trae Young, but I'm not feeling that, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, if he playing good with it, I don't want to change it. He can keep it on his head. All I care about. Hey, Trae, you keep that hairdo, man.
Get him some cornrows or something. I know it's coming out. Get some cornrows. Just braid it up. My goodness.
Well, let it fall out then.
That's our man, Desi Banks. Look, you got shows also in Miami this week.
Yeah, I'll be in Miami this weekend. Yep.
Okay, at the Improv, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's where I was born. Next week. And then, we said, you'll be in Atlanta at the end of July. Man, great. Keep up the great work, man. And good luck to you and your Hawks. And, hey, I got to be honest. If they were get to the finals, it'd be even more excitement and drama. So, we'll see, man.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be insane if they make it to the finals.
All right, brother. Keep up the great work, man. We'll talk to you later.
Most of it. Thank y'all.
All right. It is Trash Talking Tuesday. It is your time to shine. You get to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Ring us up and start trashing.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, my man George Reister, filling in for Rob Parker. Did an excellent job. Good job, George, for real. Excellent job. So make sure you check him out on his show tonight. You doing it tonight?
Yes, sir. Tonight on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 82, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern Time, and we will make it. It will be an inferno in that joint, man.
Well, I know I got you all riled up. You know, you've been getting slammed for the last 3 hours, so I know you're ready to do your thing going solo. So good. Have a great show tonight. It is time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, George, let's do it.
All right, we got Andrew in Wisconsin. Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Andrew, who you trashing?
We got to trash Andrew and that cell phone service.
Wow, but, my gosh. Wow.
Daryl in North Carolina. Who you trashing, man?
Man, I'm trashing you, Chris. What were you thinking, man? How did you vote Tom Thibodeau for Coach of the Year? I know you didn't do that.
I didn't. I voted Mark Williams.
I'm still waiting for him to run the offensive play for one of them guys. I'm still waiting for him to run an offensive play. Man, that guy ain't good for no coach of the year. Didn't you see what Monty is doing in Phoenix?
He voted for Monty.
I voted for Monty.
Oh, okay. Well, to all the other ones who voted for Thibodeau, you guys are crazy. I'm still waiting for him.
You get an A for effort, man. Get your facts straight, but the A for effort.
Hey, I agree with him, though. I agree.
It should have been. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I had Thibodeau third, but I'm shocked that he won it. I can't believe Monty didn't win it.
Yep. So that deserved to be trashed. Mike in Salt Lake City, who you trashing?
Hey, guys, I'm going to be a little self-hater. I'm going to trash my Utah Jazz, man. They go to game six, and they seem like they're going to win it. They're up 21 points, but then this boy who's not a man, he's such a man, he needs two ends to spell it, goes off, doesn't have any idea how many points he scored in the game, but enough that he sent the Utah Jazz packing.
You are right. I mean, look, if I'm the Jazz, I cannot let the seventh, eighth, ninth man, whatever he is, I know he started recently, but you know, I can't let him kill me. Kawhi, Paul George, I can't let Terrence Mann in my season.
There is only one way to describe what Terrence Mann did. That is Angels in the Outfield. We were watching Angels in the basketball version of Angels in the Outfield. Every single time he shot a shot, like, he was surprised that they were going in. Did you see the big old cheese on his face every time? He's like, thank you. Amazing,
dude.
Angels in the Outfield.
It was crazy.
Jake in Chicago, who you trashing?
I'm trashing the entire history of tight ends who played for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh,
whoa.
With the exception of Mercedes Lewis, this unexceptional group of guys has failed to make a Pro Bowl. Furthermore, they have Tim Tebow about to join their ranks. And not only that,
God
don't like ugly.
God don't like ugly. But hold up though. But see, here is the thing that people don't always understand, Chris, about how offenses work in the NFL. It's not always the players. When I was playing in Jacksonville, we threw the ball like 19 times a game. You're not going to make a Pro Bowl like that. It ain't happening. And it's not because we didn't have guys who couldn't
run and run a catch. Most years, you got 20 targets or fewer. Yeah.
Yes.
As a starting tight end, yeah.
Yes, it's garbage, dude. So trash Jack Del Rio, because he deserved it. Joseph in Indiana, who you trashing, man?
I'm trashing Scottie Pittman for his ridiculous book of trash-talking jokes. Scottie, grow up. You got to realize, wasn't for Jordan, you would have never been the Hall of Famer you are. You would have been some scrub, some bust that people forgot about in history. The GOAT made you what you are. You're the greatest number two of all time. And don't forget, you have six rings on your finger, and good night.
that fire. See,
Joseph throwing fire.
Okay, so Chris, super quick. I have a question for you, right? Is that I do believe that Scotty is doing a little bit extra because, you know, because he doesn't feel like he gets the credit that he deserves and all of that. So he's putting a little bit, like, he's putting two on the 10 right now.
Right.
But I have a question for you. So one of my son's best friends is his son, Justin. So how do you handle stuff like this in this business when you have friends and stuff? Well, if it's your kid's friend's dad and you wanted to trash him.
Well, look, that's the thing about our business. And people, it's funny because people get mad. You know, all we're doing, George, is we're saying what everybody's saying in the barbershop, in their man cave, in the living room with their boys watching the game, right?
Yep.
We just have to say it publicly. And we have to be able to deal with the repercussions, right? We might see that player or see that coach at a game or somewhere. And we have to be able to deal with what we said. And not that you come into blows, but, you know, I think what you got to realize is whatever you say on the air, You got to be like you would be able to say it in that person's presence.
Okay.
That's okay. What it
is. I would say that, look, in front of Scotty.
Yeah, I think that's all it is. Because a lot of times, things people say in the barbershop, they wouldn't say if they were around that guy.
Very true.
You know what I mean? Or things people tweet, they wouldn't say that in that guy's face. And again, not that it's about a fight, but you just, you know, you can have a disagreement. Say, yo, man, you know, I think you're going a little hard on Mike. Is that because of The Last Dance or what? You know, so, yeah, man. All right, George, excellent job, brother. Peace.